How about, Dr. Cloutier, some of the signals that were sent yesterday? First of all, with the selection of the name Francis as one symbolic gesture, but then also wearing a very, let's just say, dressed down type of attire to come out front to the audience as a pope, then shunning the limousine that traditionally a pope's take to get on the bus with the cardinals, and then even the humor. I understand at the dinner with the cardinals, he said, God will forgive you, hopefully, for what you have done and select me. What do you make with all of that?
Well, I also heard that when he initially received the cardinals after his election, he chose not to sit on the papal throne, but rather to receive them where he was sitting in the Sistine Chapel. All of these actions bespeak something that is going around now about him, which is that he is a genuinely humble man. Your lead-in piece talked about him taking public transportation, living in a simple apartment, cooking his own meals. It's very clear that this man has a deep appreciation for simplicity and chose the name Francis in order to signal the kind of reform that Francis of Assisi was called to. He received a message from God early in his ministry, which was that he was called to rebuild the church. And at first he thought this meant that he needed to go out into his town and rebuild the church building. But then he understood that God was asking him rather to rebuild the church by reforming it, especially by a focus on simplicity. And so the name surely has significance. I would add a little insider thing. He is the first Jesuit pope, and historically the Jesuits and the Franciscans have been rival religious orders within Catholicism. And so choosing the name Francis as a Jesuit, I think, is certainly a signal to diffuse any rivalry there.
Taking your phone calls, 410-467-WBAL, toll free long distance is 1-800-767-WBAL, Verizon is star WBAL, AT&T is pound WBAL, text me 88509. You can also follow me on Twitter at C4 Show. Dr. Cloutier, can you stay with me? I want to ask you in the next segment about some of the issues facing this pope now and kind of what you see, that with using once again your crystal ball, what you see kind of moving forward as it relates to the Vatican Bank, as it relates to the child sexual issues around, as it relates to women's roles in the church, all of that, okay?